Okay, let's get started here. So within this sugya, so we all come back to the same sugya over and over again. So let's just backtrack to three lines from the bottom of Kav Beis Amud Beis, just to remember the context here. So the Gemara had said, "Ibayilu ma'ala ashen." Are you allowed to? To smoke, not smoke. It's also part of the sugya, but only in the postgame. But to imbue this smoke, this scent into the fruits. Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Amar Rav Asur Shmuel Amar Mutter. And Rav Huna Amar Asur. So he said, why would it be Asur Nation Mechabed? Because you're putting out this. You're putting out the. In order to do it right, you have to put out the fire. Amar Leir Nachman V'Neim Amar V'Neim Amar. Why don't you say it's because you're lighting the fire? Amar Leir. It's true, but Chilasu Mechabed. First, it goes out, right? It, you know, you put out the coals a little bit, and then it slowly reignites. So, Amar Yehuda al Gabi Gachelas Aser on coals is forbidden, but al Gabi Cheres Motzer, if you did it on pottery, would be permitted. The Rabbah Malga Becheres Nami Yasser. Rabbah said that's also forbidden. Mishum the Kamolid Reicha, because you are creating, this smell, right? So that's what we had focused on was this question of molid. But this line right here, the Al Gabei Cheres Mutter. Becomes very important lehalacha right here, because the Gemara here, this discussion of when you can ignite and when you can put things out, so both of those are important. We really have to do both of them, but I sort of arbitrarily chose one of them we have to do first. Is the question, okay, well, under here, right, where we have a problem with you lighting the flames, under what circumstances do we permit you to light flames on Yontif? It's clear that for cooking, let's say, you're allowed to, but we're forbidding you to do it for the purposes of this imbuing the smell into the fruit. So what is the context? So you look at Tosos here. Tosos begins the discussion, really. He says, Al Gabei Cheres Mutter. So Perish Rashi, Mishum She'en Kan Kibui. The reason that it's mutter when you're using the clay is because it doesn't put out any fire. V'im Mishum Havara, Have Havara Kol Achar Yad. And in terms of lighting the fire, that's not a problem because it's in an abnormal way. V'shar Vasos V'yom Tov. But Rav Rabbeinu Yitzchak Perish, and Rabbeinu Yitzchak said, D'shaper Have Havara Kidarka. He said, no. Rashi says, so here's the machlokas, right? When you're igniting the spices on top of this piece of clay, so Rashi says that the reason that it's permitted is because it's neither mechabe, because it's not putting anything out, it's just hot, and it's not mavir, because it is technically mavir, but it's not the normal way of doing havara. And therefore it's permitted, right? He assumes that havara klachagat in a non-normal way in Yom Tov is fine. Rabbeinu Yitzchak says no, right? Putting the spices on this burning hot piece of clay is in fact havara. It's in fact lighting a fire halakhically. But it's permitted anyways. When we call makom sharia, the kasavar, the havara shalo litzarech, and why is it okay? Because even if you don't need to light a fire, lighting a fire is always mutter, or at least not lighting a new fire, but spreading a fire on Yom Tov is always mutter. And that's what the Rishalmi implies. Dimashilin mahu ladluke ner shel batala. And this is the line that becomes important. The Rishalmi in this context asks, actually in a different context, but the Rishonim bring it in here. Can you light a ner shel batala? Now, what's a ner shel batala? So, at first glance, it sounds like exactly what it sounds like. Can you light a candle for no reason? Right, so, again, how do we get into this? Again, one more time. Right, we're talking about igniting the spices to create the smoke, to imbue the smell into the fruit or into the clothing. So Rashi says the reason that you're allowed to do that, right, the only problem here is mechabe, is because, why it's not a problem at all, it's not mechaba because it doesn't put anything out, and it's not havara because it's klachar yad, meaning it is really havara, and havara for this purpose wouldn't be permitted on Yom Tov, but this is an abnormal way, so that's a different kula, right? That moves it down to a derabanan, and therefore we allow it on Yom Tov. Tosos says, no, it really is havara, and it's not really for ochel nefesh. Right? This is not really food-related, right? Imbuing the smell into these things is not really food-related. But it's permitted anyways, because havara, as long as you're not starting a new flame, which is a derabanan problem, as long as you're just spreading fire, you can do it for any reason whatsoever. At least that's what Tosos seems to say. And now what's his proof? It's this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, can you light a ner shel batala? Which sounds like a candle you need for no reason. So Rav Yossi asar, Rabbanan sharu. Rav Yossi says you can't, but the Rabbanan says it's mutter. Vatam man da asar. Why would you say it's forbidden? Because savar da havara lechalek yatsasav behevi melacha vasar lasusa biyom tov. Uman da shari savar da lav yatsasav behavar shalolat sarach mutter lasusa biyom tov velo hevi av melacha. He said, what's the machlokas? So there's the Gemara in several places lists that, right, or records rather, that there's if you look at the Torah, of the 39 malachos, only one of them is mentioned, which is Havara, right? 38 of the malachos we learn out only from Halacha Moshe Mishina, we learn out from the Mishkan. The 39th, Havara, right, lighting a fire, is a pasuk.
What about
the
tzah?
Sort of, right? We learned it out, sort of, from Taviru, but, right? Havara is also, and Hotza is also exceptional, but we're not going to talk about that now, but you're right that it goes in the category with Havara is unique. But the Gemara brings it up in the context of Havara. So the Gemara is a machlokas. Why did the Torah single out Havara? So there's two possibilities. One is what the Gemara calls L'chalek Yatzas. One is that it had to list one of them, any one of them, it didn't matter which one, to tell you that each malacha is considered an independent violation of Shabbos, such that if you accidentally violated multiple malachas on Shabbos, you'd have to bring a karban for each of them. And obviously, if you did it each on purpose, and there were witnesses, so you can't be killed more than once, so it's irrelevant on that plane. But if you did it by accident, so since anything that you would get the death penalty for on purpose, for doing it on purpose, if you do it by accident, you have to bring a karban. So the Torah wanted to tell you that each malacha on Shabbos is considered an independent violation. How did it do that? By picking out one. So it's not that Havara is unique in any way, it's just that the Torah had to pick one of the 39, and this is the one it picked, but Havara is a malacha like everything else. The other position says no. The reason that it was singled out is because it is unique. It's not an av malacha that carries with it a chiyuv misa. It's lilav. It's only an isr lav, that if you light a fire on Shabbos, you get malchus, you don't get put to death. That's a machlokas in the Gemara. So, Tosa says that that's what's going on in the Yerushalmi. Because if you think that lulav yatsas, that means it's not really a malacha at all. So if it's not a malacha at all, there's a special pasuk that tells you it's asur on Shabbos. But that pasuk doesn't exist on Yom Tov. And it's not one of the malachos, so it's not a malacha, it's asur because of a special pasuk on Shabbos, and come Yom Tov, you don't need a heter. Right? You don't need ochel nefesh, you don't need anything, it's just permitted, it's just not asur. And therefore, you can light a ner shel batala, you can light a candle, just because you can. Midrabanan, you can't light a new candle, as we mentioned last week, but okay, spreading a fire, you can do lechatchila.
I don't understand the logic. You're saying that a fire is not an av malacha.
Well, that's one day in the Gemara, right? Is that it's lulav yatsa.
So isn't that a bit of ironic? That
yes, that the only one.
Not an av malacha, but the only one mentioned.
Yes, but unfortunately, this isn't an achron you can write off. It's the Gemara, right? It's in fact the Gemara quoting Tanayim. Yes, I mean, lulav yatsa is a bit weird, but Tosfos says, yeah. If you hold lav yatsa, then I understand why it's mutter on Yom Tov, because it's not a malacha, really, right? Not really, it's not a malacha, period, right? And therefore, on Shabbos, it's usher as of isr lav, where you get malchus, and Yom Tov, it's just mutter.
And what's havara shalav tarach mean?
So, well, that's what we're going to come to. So that's what we're going to have to analyze, but we'll hold that thought for a moment. Okay. And Tosa says, okay, and why would you say it's usher? It's usher if you think that, no, le chalik yatsa, that it is a malacha like anything else? And it was just singled out to teach you that the malachas are distinct, because then it's a malacha. If it's a malacha, then you need a reason to be matar on Yom Tov, namely ochel nefesh. So if you're lighting a fire to cook, so it's matar. If you're lighting a fire for no reason, so then it's just going to be usur, because it's a malacha like anything else, and therefore it needs ochel nefesh in order to make it permitted. That just doesn't understand what's going on here.
This assumes the idea that the only malachas that are usur on Yom Tov are malachas that are of malachas in Shabbos. But if something's usur on Shabbos, it's just because something's usur on Shabbos doesn't mean...
Correct. It's assuming that, Tosfos is assuming that if something isn't a malacha, it won't necessarily carry over to Yom Tov.
It's a malacha that, for which you receive skila, let's say. I mean,
right.
When you say the Torah is for a whole Moshe Deichem, it says it's still a malacha.
Well, that's not clear, right? It may not be a malacha. I mean, either it's a malacha without chiyuv misa, or it's not a malacha at all, it's just an interlach like mechameh or something. Right, but yeah, I mean, it's not a classic malacha, according to the sheet of the
law. So that kind of thing cannot be moved over to...
So that's what his assumption
is. So Muhammad is mutra on Yotza?
Well, that's going to be the question, right? And what and Hotza is also a question, right? Hotza is sort of mutra on Yotza, right? It's also a weird malacha. But, right, that's what Tosfos seems to be right implying, is that anything which is a malacha at least doesn't obviously carry over, right? But not on Yotza, it's mutra. Correct. But that's that it's also a unique malacha. It's not a malacha, it's just unique. You're right, it's not an obvious assumption. This is how Tosfos understands it. Now, maybe it's a combined with the fact that Havara is usually a chol nefesh. So once it's usually a chol nefesh and it's not a malacha, so then it's mutter totally. We'll come back to that in a moment. But this is how Tosfos lays it out. But then the Gemara, and then he says... the conclusion of the Yerushalmi is Hasam Kaamar Lo Tasser Lo Tishrei. That really the conclusion is that it's not Aser, but it's not Mutter either. Right? It's I don't really know. Right? It's a Suffolk or whatever. Mikan. Therefore, Yeshli He Zoyer Milasos Havara Shelo Litzarech. And therefore, you shouldn't light a fire for no reason. I mean, Yerushalmi Lo Tasser Lo Tishrei. Umikol Makom. Now we come back to our sugya. Al Gabe Gachelit Aser Lefishiyesh. Kibui im havara. In our sugya, the reason that it is usur is not because of havara, right? Coming back to his point, because havara in this case is litzorech, right? The only problem of this spice is, as the Gemara says, is not the havara, it's the kibui. It's the putting out of the fire, because the lighting of the fire, whichever way you hold, havara is clearly, according to Rishonim, less machmir. Therefore, it's not, like Rashi says, permitted because it's in an abnormal way. It's mutter because Havara is a lower level Isser, at least on Yom Tov, and therefore the primary reason that it's forbidden to do this is because of the putting out of the flame rather than the lighting of it. And that's what he says. She is a kuliyam hailo shari hold the ains of davar shavachal nefesh, rafilam on the shari Havara shalotzarach kalb Yerushalmi, hainu lufisha yesh nabamim mitzorech ochal nefesh. And he says, furthermore, even if you think, and here's his key, what does it mean, according to Tosfos, that you need it shelo letzarech, meaning shelo letzarech klal, right? The words ner shel batal, according to Tosfos, mean that you don't need any reason to light a fire on Yom Tov; it is just mutter. So that's only true of havara, but not of kibui, and that's why kibui is more problematic in our sugya. Because, and he says, why is it that havara is mutter? Because it's sometimes for ochel nefesh, right? So it's this, it seems, coming back to Sam's point, it's this combination. Not just, it's not a malacha, but it's not a malacha, and it's usually, or sometimes, for ochel nefesh, and therefore combine those two factors, and we get rid of havara and Yom Tov totally. Aval kibud ha'olam inam tzarech tikkun ochel nefesh, v'aday asur l'kulei alma b'yom tov. V'rav ha'deshari, afak abek echad, amin du'chashiv, le'davar ha'shav l'chol nefesh, dimay yashirim tzrichan elakach. And the way to permit kibud is because you think it is shav l'chol nefesh, but we'll come back to that. So this issue, right, why is it that our sugya doesn't seem to care about Havara? Is it because it's klachar yad, or is it teaching us something more fundamental? As Tosfos notes, this is really where the Rishonim will discuss it, and it's a very important issue. So what I want to do is just try to understand, what is this Ner Shel Batala, right? Why is it Mutter? We've seen one position in Tosfos, but let's see the Yerushalmi and play it out. So the Yerushalmi he quotes is the number two, right? Ma'al Lahatlik Ner Shel Avtala. Can you light a candle for no reason? Seemingly. Oh, yeah. So Chizki, Amar Aser, Chizki says he can't do it. Masnisa Pligal. Chizki in the Mishnah says that's not true. Lo Sivaro Eish, Bechol Moso Seicham Yom HaShabbos. Because we have a Pasuk, you can't light fire on Shabbos. which implies b'shabbos ein atz mavir, aval mavir at b'yom tov. You can't do it on Shabbos, but it's permitted on Yom Tov, right? So here, Tosfos doesn't quote this, but the simple reason that Yerushalmi is, why would you say that you don't have to, that you have no limitations on lighting a fire on Yom Tov? Because there's a pasuk, don't light on Shabbos. On Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. It's excluding it. In Tamar b'dvarim sheish b'nochol nefesh on kayomen v'aksiv asher achay shochol chol nefesh. And don't tell me that we're only talking about lighting a fire for ochol nefesh. That I already knew was permitted. That's a different pasuk, right? Achay shochol chol nefesh hu levado yaseh lachem elakinin kayomen b'ner shasala. What it must mean is that a candle not for ochol nefesh is permitted also. And amar be avona v'tanei tamon b'shamay ozer v'til matirin. Nachum, Rabbi Nachum, Achave de Rav Ila Boy Kumi, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lei, Lo Tasser, Velo Tishrei. And that's what Tosfos quoted. Don't, it's not Asr and it's not Mutter. So you have three positions, right? It's Mutter to light a candle, Shel Batala, it's Asr, or it's not really Asr, but we won't tell you to do it, Lechat Chila.
Why is there no Mitzvah here? And Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Mitzvah?
Ah, okay. So here's what we have to figure out. Right, there are many different things going on here. There's mitoch. There's this weird gzeras hakasav here in the Yerushalmi. In order to sort of fit this figure together, what we need to do is really start at basics. Okay, what is a ner shel batala? Right, there's two possibilities. Right, what is a ner shel batala? Right, if we read the Yerushalmi carefully, there's two possibilities that open themselves to us. One is pshuto kemashmao. Ner shel batala means a ner, a candle that you're lighting for absolutely no reason. Possibility one. Possibility two is a ner shabbatala isn't a candle you're lighting for no reason. It's a candle that you're lighting not for ochel nefesh. Right? That it's batala in the sense that it's not for food, and therefore it isn't permitted because of achasher yachal l'chol nefesh v'rudu yaseh lechem. That doesn't mean it's for no reason whatsoever. Now, linguistically, which one would you say? So if I just had the word batala, so on the one hand you might say batala is?
It has no function.
Batala, right? Batala means no function. That's not obvious, because you look, for example, in the next one, I don't know what happened with the numbers that we started, but the third source, which is one again for some reason, in the Alei Tamar by Rabbi Sachar Tamar, who in mind-boggling as Bekias, he wrote this running commentary on the Yerushalmi, not really, it's a collection of essays which end up being a running commentary on the Yerushalmi. He's also one of those people with a ridiculous library, which was donated to the Gush Library, which is why the Gush Library is as good as it is, because there's a whole section which is his library called the part of the Tamar Library. So he knows that if you look in the Bavli, in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Aleph, in a totally different sugya, in the context of how many wives and how many horses and how much money is a king allowed to have. So the Bavli says that Nir Shuberu Hu Al Das Shamru Bi Sanhedrin Chof Aleph that Lo Yarba Lo Suse. When we say that a king can't have too many horses, so the Gemara asks, Marba Hu Kedei Richbo Parashav. What does Marba mean? Or what does it mean to have too many horses? So he said, well, he's allowed to have as many horses as he needs for his chariots and for his army. So Hamani Mekayim Lo Yarba Lo Susim. So then what does it mean don't have too many horses if you're allowed to have as many as you need? So the Gemara says, Susim Habatlanin. You aren't allowed to have horses for no reason. Well, the Inyano Sham Namu Marba Lo Susim L'Shem Matara Yidu'al Merkavdo Parashav Berami Matar Miuteret. So wait a second. What is it clear in the Bavli? What does it mean, a sus shel batala, right? A not needed horse. It doesn't mean a horse that you need for no reason, right? Why does a king have extra horses? For grandeur, for whatever, right? Backups, who knows? What does shel batlanin mean? Not for his primary needs, right? That's all it means, is he's allowed to have as many as he needs for the army and not extras for other needs. So what Rav Tamar notes is batlanin doesn't necessarily mean for no reason. It might just mean not for the primary function. So therefore, even from the word batala, we have this open question. Is a ner shabbatala a candle for no reason at all, or is it a candle which you need just not for food-related purposes? So let's take the easier one first. Let's say ner shabbatala means a candle that you don't need for food reasons, but you do need for a non-food reason. So why should that be mutter? So that should be mutter, right? So that should be mutter, right? Through mitoch, for simchas yom tov. I mean, according to everybody, a malacha which is normally used for ochal nefesh, mitoch allows it, even in non-ochal nefesh contexts. And if you remember, we have a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, well, under what circumstances do we invoke mitoch? So Rashi says, even if you don't need it for any reason. Tosfos says, for tzorech, as long as it's for any reason for yom tov. Now, if ner shel batala means that you're allowed to light a candle not for ochel nefesh as long as you need it for some reason that's yom tov justifiable, so then even according to the more machmir position of mitoch, namely Tosfos, that things are only mutter on yom tov if they're needed for yom tov, even if they're not needed for food, then the Yerushalmi is not really teaching you anything. Right? It's just saying that havara is one of the things for which mitoch applies in its most limited form. If you want to say that ner shel batala means that it's permitted to light a candle for absolutely no reason, so according to Tosfos, who says that whenever we have a malacha which is permitted by mitoch, you need some reason for it, so it's clear that what the Yerushalmi is doing by arguing that there's a pasuk that makes havara unique and makes it even more permitted than everything else, what it's saying is that mitoch can only tell you that something is permitted if it has a need, even if it's not a food need. Lighting a fire, because of this pasuk, tells you that havara isn't even a malacha, and if it's not even a malacha, then it's permitted even for no need. Now, if, on the other hand, you hold like Rashi, that mitoch means always, that you don't need to justify doing a malacha that's normally ochel nefesh related at all, it's not clear what the Yerushalmi is adding.
My difficulty with the mitoch is Rabbi Yochanan says here that it's neither permitted.
Right. Now, what does that mean?
Rabbi Yochanan is the person who brought mitoch in the first place.
Right. If you can, you know, necessarily assume they have the same misera between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael on, you know, that machlokas, which is not necessary because, right, it's, you know, this is the misera of Rabbi Nachum in the name of Rabbi Ila, or in front of Rabbi Ila, whatever, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, right? So,
right, but I think in the Yerushalmi, they have Rabbi Yochanan saying.
Is it? I don't know. I'd have to look.
So.
I'd have to look. But so that's what we have here. That we have, right? The first question everyone asks is, okay, well, what is ner shel batala? Is it something that's not ochel nefesh, or something that's not needed at all? And then within each one of them, you have to explain, okay, well, why would it be mutter and why would it be usser? So, let's set it up again now, come back to Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, in general, that mitoch can only get you as far as allowing something that isn't food necessary, but it has to be necessary. So now, for Yom Tov, in some way. Now, Tosfos therefore makes sense, because Tosfos says, how does he understand the Yerushalmi? He says, okay, according to the position that Havara isn't really a malacha at all, that's why it doesn't have the same restrictions of mitoch. Normally, malachot that are needed for yom tov but not for food are mutter, but not malachot that are unnecessary, but that's only for a malacha. The reason the Yerushalmi has a machlokas about whether you need to justify havara at all is because havara might not be a malacha. If it's not really a malacha, it's only an isra lav, that makes sense. You push it down a level. And once you push it down a level, so while everything else has mitoch and therefore needs a justification, if you hold them that havara isn't really a malacha, then it doesn't need a justification. If you hold it is a malacha, then it needs a justification, just like everything else in Kalatera Kula, all other malachos. And that's Tosfos' analysis, right? If you think about what Tosfos is doing, it's just Tosfos l'shitato, right? Tosfos thinks that in order for malacha to be mutter from mitoch, it needs to be needed, right? It needs to be necessary. If we have a shita, and that's why Tosfos thinks it's justifiable to say that ner shel batala means it's not needed at all. right? Because he said it can't be that it's needed for something. If that's the case, this wouldn't be unique. That's what he thinks Mikalka is always. It must be that the Yerushalmi is taking it one step further and saying, do you need to justify it at all? His answer is, if it's a malacha, yes, like any other malacha. If it's not a malacha, no. And how does he read the Yerushalmi? Well, look at the pasuk, right? He said, what is the pasuk? Lo sivar ve'ish b'chol motzo zechem b'yom ha-shabbos. There's an issur of lighting a fire on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, there isn't, because it's not a malacha. Period, end of story. And that's Tosus's analysis, and that's why Tosus's conclusion is that the Yerushalmi's machlokes is whether Havara is mutter at all. But now let's just be careful. The Yerushalmi's maskana is that a ner, which a candle which is not necessary for anything, is mutter or usser. Neither, right? It's neither mutter nor usser, right? Meaning it's not really usser. But what's Tosfos arguing? That the Bavli does have a maskana. And the Bavli does have a conclusion, namely that it's permitted. Right, and that's why Tosfos says the Gemara never brings up the question: how can you ignite the spices to embed the scent into the clothes or into the fruit? Because according to Tosfos, Havara doesn't need justification. The Bavli has no suffix. The Bavli simply paskins that Havara is now. This is a bit weird because the Bavli doesn't come to a conclusion as to whether Havara is a Malacha, and in general we assume it is a Malacha, right? But despite that, Tosfos is assuming that the Bavli, even without accepting that conclusion necessarily, accepts the position of the Yerushalmi that a Ner Shel Batala, totally Levatala, is Mutter entirely. And that's Tosfos' analysis, yeah.
From Tosfos, a scented candle might be different than lighting...
No, Tosfos thinks everything is Mutter. Well, Tosfos thinks everything is Mutter.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. According to Tosfos, there's no difference. But other people say, no, that's not what's going on here. Ner Shel Batala doesn't mean you don't need it at all. So you look, for example, you continue.
You don't need it at all. When do human beings ever do things that they don't need at all?
Well, that's right. Tosfos, as weird as it is, seems to say, well, that's, I don't know, but it's mutter. If you want to do it, do it. But right? Meaning no need.
People do things because... gives them psychologically,
but maybe saying not shovel a cold nefesh, maybe
or whatever, or not,
maybe
or not at least not justifiable. Meaning, obviously, everyone does something for a reason, but he says, meaning not for a reason that's halakhically significant, right? But that's the point. Is we don't have to ask.
Not for a tangible social reason, as opposed to.
I don't know, right? Tosfos doesn't explain. He just says
destructive reason.
But you're a pyromaniac or something.
Yeah, I mean, really enjoy playing. Yeah, but that's his point. I mean, that would not normally consider a need, and Tosfos just said, yeah, I mean, for no reason, meaning for no need, nothing that can be that has halachic weight, basically. Okay. Now, the Pnei Moshe, if you look in two, is just convinced that this whole machlokas is really just the mitzvah machlokas. Right, he just says, what is this machlokas? The parakama, gabe ein lo tin, zakatan, dekhtan, yitzuk, tibisham, vizilo, vagyav, shin, shon, the pligi, yem, rin, vidok, shuot, 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 right? Why would you say you're allowed to light a candle, Shel Batala? Because you baskin mitoch, whatever mitoch means, right? Shalol tzorech klal, litzorech but not for food. Why would you say it's usur? Because there's a little mitoch. Whatever you think mitoch means, in general, is what it means here. That there's psukim in the Gemara. The Gemara, I don't know, ignore all that, you know.
So he doesn't think that mitoch doesn't protect some malacha that has no purpose.
He thinks he does. That's exactly what it is. Right? So that the Pnei Moshe says, no, the machlokes is exactly that. Meaning, he is taking the assumption, seemingly, of Rashi. That mitoch means that things are mutter even for no reason. And therefore he says, so why is there a machlokes in the Gemara whether you're allowed to do it? Because there's a machlokes in mitoch everywhere. Why did it single out Havara for no apparent reason? It could have singled out everything, right? He's saying this is not unique to Havara. It's unique to any case you say mitoch.
But then it wouldn't matter if the other melacha is levatala, or it's just something other than melacha nefesh.
No, so again...
Levatala is really just a red herring. Why is it even mentioned?
Well, I mean, yeah, that, according to him, it is. I mean, that's exact. I mean, that's the problem with Bnei Moshe. According to Bnei Moshe, yeah, this is not really a sugya about Havar at all. It's a sugya about Mitoch, right? Ner Shabbatol is just another way of saying, do you hold of Mitoch or not? That's what he thinks. In a Hanami, it's difficult.
Ner Shabbatol would mean anything that's not off limits.
Yeah, exactly. According to Bnei Moshe's understanding, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have, right, therefore the Pnei Moshe says this is just a machlokes about mitoch, and therefore, what is Ner Shabbatala? Anything which is not a ochel nefesh, meaning do you expand it beyond ochel nefesh in whatever way? According to Tosfos, no, this is not. This is a unique machlokes just to Havara. The Alei Tamar in his continuation notes that this may be a machlokes in different halakhic midrashim, but he notes, the simple read of the Yerushalmi is like Tosfos, not like the Pnei Moshe. Like, the Yerushalmi doesn't seem to be treating Havara as the same as every other Malacha. It's assuming that there's something unique about Havara. That's why it brings up Pasuk, right? It seems to be that the conclusion of our Gemara will have to be that Havara is more lenient than anything else. That's why it quotes a Pasuk. But Lahalacha, anyways, there's a machlokes about this, right? Despite the fact that the Yerushalmi really does seem to yell, Tosfos is right, I think, honestly, there's a machlokes Lahalacha. And the post can divide, right? Is a ner totally levatala mutter or not? And a secondary machlokas is if it's not, well, how exactly do you define a ner shabbatala? So this is the machlokas that ensues in the Rishonim. So you look at three. Tur. Ner shabbatala, perish, seino tzarech lo, asur lahadlik. If a candle is unnecessary, you can't light it. Aval shel beis hakneses, lo chashuv shabbatala, mutter lahadlika. But a candle in shul, which is not food-related, but it is necessary, it provides light, it provides kavod, whatever exactly you want to say, and we'll see, is mutter, and that's our maskana. Beis Yosef writes, because of Rabbeinu Yerucham, ner shel batala. What is ner shel batala? He said, it can't be that anybody in the world, as Sam said, really thinks that it's mutter to light a candle for no reason. Right? Like, you can't say that it can't be mutter for someone to say, I'm lighting this just to prove that I'm allowed to light this on Yom Tov and for no other reason, right? That is obviously crazy. He said, that can't be true. He said, Nirisha Madlikot Lichavod. What is Nirisha Batala? Nirisha Batala must mean I'm doing it just for honor. You know, like, I have enough light. It just, it looks, makes my house look nice, right? Like, I have sufficient light, right? I have the electric lights on. Right? But I like I like having candles on the table and it gives it ambiance, I don't know. He said that is what Labatala means. Labatala doesn't mean for no reason, it means for ambiance. Ambiance isn't a justifiable reason if it has no function, right? Once you have a light on, candle does nothing. You want ambiance? Great. That, right? That is not called a need. So when the Yerushalmi says that Ner Shabbatala is mutter anyways, what it's telling you is that something that's only for ambiance, which is not halakhically significant, but is justifiable, in the case of Havara is mutter.
So the only need would be for light or for cooking?
Light, cooking, yeah, things like, you know.
Scent and oil.
Maybe scent, right? Maybe if you had a scented candle, right, because then you need that candle. But he's saying for kavod, meaning just, you know, it looks nice. That gives you honor. That, he says, that's levatala. But he says, deal levatala manish. It was really, really, really for no reason. Pshita d'asur. Then it would be asur for sure. Because no one thinks that something is totally, totally mutter. But then Beis Yosef continues. So v'divrei ha-Rambam, v'perek aleph, mashra mutter lahadlik ner shabbatala. The Rambam seems to not hold that way. The Rambam seems to say, as the Beis Yosef understands it, no. Levatala means totally levatala. Like, for no reason whatsoever, and it's still permitted. And then he continues, Aval Shabbat HaKnesset, Lo Chashev Shel Batala, Umutr Lahadlika. The Chen Kasav Ad-Rosh, Beperek Sheni, the Beitza. V'tayma, why is it that a candle in shul is permitted? V'tayma Mishum Dil Shein Mitzvah, V'tzim Chaz Yom Tov, Man Likanos, V'shari, Yedei, Mitoch. Right, the Rosh says, why is it that a candle in shul is permitted? It shouldn't be, it's not for food. He says, yeah, it wouldn't be mutter except for Mitoch. Mitoch makes it mutter. But that's why you need some justification, because the Rosh follows in general Tosfos. The Rajba b'tshuva, then he notes that the Rajba nistapek b'davar, the Rajba wasn't sure whether a candle in shul was in fact permitted. Mipnei shelo tira tor el chol nefesh. Why? Because he said, what's mutter on Yom Tov? Only food. inami davar shel chol nefesh, or something that used by everybody. Vakan sheino lechavod baalma. But in shul, you light the candle by the bima, right? Just for kavod. You know, the near tamid. That's just kavod, right? It's not even like ambiance. It's just like, you know, it's a symbolic candle. Like, that should be usher. And therefore the Rajba...
If it was for light, it would be mutter.
But he's saying, if it's not, right? You have the lights on, we light it anyways, right? I mean, I think we have an electric light, right? But some shuls have a, you know...
Is that clear? I mean, is that a double question?
No.
That a light to illuminate the basic Knesset is permitted because...
No, the Rajba isn't sure. Oh, to illuminate? Yes.
So, for tefillah.
Yeah, to illuminate, because that's davar shavah chol nefesh. To be able to
but
see.
It's not chol nefesh.
That's fine. We don't need it to be actual food. We need to be shavah chol nefesh. Being able to read is shavah chol nefesh. But the Rajba isn't sure that the near tamid in shul is mutter. Even though it's for God, that doesn't prove anything. We have limitations on karbonot, as we saw in Daf Yudet. But he notes that in Achanami the Rishalmi seems to say it's mutter. The Rishalmi shalom mal lahadik near shabbat. Allah mi kamakam nagu boheter. He said the truth is the minhag that it's mutter. Lahadik v'yom tov near shabbat haknesses, and that's what he says in 5. And the actual which was a Raj, but tshuva. Before you ask me the question, you're actually asking me. Why didn't you even bother asking me about shul? You think it's obviously mutter, but who said? It's not food. It needs to be something that everyone can use or that it benefits the whole body. Okay, so what do you have so far? Right, we're gonna have to. There's a lot of cheshbon in this sugya. So what do you have so far? You have the Yerushalmi, which opens up and says, "Anir shel batala." Some say it's mutter, some say it's aser, and then its conclusion is lotaser lo tishrei. So we need to ask again multiple questions. One is what is anir shel batala? So some say anir shel batala is anything which is not needed for ochel nefesh, but it is needed for another reason. If that's the case, how is this different from any other case of mitoch? So according to Moshe, it isn't, right? Havara is not at all unique. Havara is like everything else. It's mutter for things that are necessary. It's not mutter for things which are unnecessary, according to people who hold mitoch. And you don't hold mitoch, then it'll just be aser, end of story. If you hold that, like Tosfos says, no. The Gemara isn't assuming that Havara is like everything else. Havara is one step down. So the people who say it's Aser think it's Aser because it's a Malacha. The people who think it's Mutter, even for no reason, seemingly at all, or at least no justifiable reason, because it's not even a Malacha, and therefore it doesn't have the same standards. The Rishonim, then, either... like the Rajba, right? The Rajba goes in the direction, seemingly, that he treats Havara like any other Malacha, and therefore he doesn't understand, at least in his Safek, he doesn't understand why lighting it in Shul should be Mutter, because in the end of the day, we hold Havara to the exact same standards as everything else. Is it either Ochel Nefesh or the equivalent of Ochel Nefesh through Dabar Ochel Nefesh? The other Rishonim seem to accept some version of Tosfos, which is that no, Havara is not the same as everything else, and therefore we need a lesser standard to justify it on Yontif. And therefore, the way Rabbi Yeruchim takes it, and the Rush takes it, is that even though normally we might not permit things for spiritual reasons, because that's not Ochel Nefesh, it's not even Shav Ochel Nefesh, by candles, Livatala means that we at least lower the standard of what's necessary, and therefore the way Rabbi Yeruchim takes it and the Rush takes it is that Havara on Yom Tov is one step down for everything else, and therefore you need a justification, but it's even more minimal than what would work in other situations. The Beis Yosef notes that according to the Rambam, it seems to be even one step below that, which is even Livatala Mamish, like not even for kavod, but for absolutely no reason except you like lighting fire, and you have no reason other than that, might be mutter, Maybe because levatala means mamish levatala, because it's not a malacha at all on Yom Tov. So you have, right, those four levels. It's usur if you don't hold a mitoch. It's mutter for a ochel nefesh-esque activity, which is the way the Pnei Moshe understands the Yerushalmi, and the Rajba in his suffix suggests, and therefore it's not even mutter for ambiance. The Rabbi Yerucham, that levatala really means that there's something unique about Havara, that it's less problematic than any other malacha, and therefore we move it down a level. It's not that it doesn't need a purpose at all, it just doesn't need a purpose that would be able to justify any other malacha. Hence, you're allowed to light a candle in shul, even though it's only essentially for ambiance. And then the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam, that it's the fourth level, which is no, batala means totally vatala, because there's something about Havara that makes it not problematic, a non-malach, a non-issue, and therefore you don't even need, not only do you not need a justification that would work for everything else, you don't need a justification, end of story.
Okay, on that last point, is he focusing on the fact of the Yerushalmi that says Yom Shabbat? Is he, in other words, in that fourth word, are you saying Havara is not malacha on Shabbat, it's full punishment?
So according to Tosvos, and this is what the Leitamar note seems to assume, that no, the issue here is that no, Havara is not a malacha, that's why it's mutter, right? Now, it's not clear what Tosvos thinks the batala means. Tosvos might also mean that you need no justification at all. The Rambam, we'll see in a moment, may not take that, right? According to Tosvos and Elchanani, if you say batala, it's because it's not a malacha. The Rambam, why does the Beis Yosef think that the Rambam holds that Havara doesn't need a justification at all? So look at 6. Right? Look at the Rambam himself. The Rambam says, "Kol malacha shchayav and alav shabbos im asasov biyom tov shol tzorach achila loke." Right? Any malacha that on Shabbos you'd be chayiv misa for, on Yom Tov you're chayiv malkos. Chut min haotzah mirshus l'rshus v'ha-havara. With two exceptions, haotzah and havara, carrying and fire. Shemitoch, and this is the Rambam's shita seemingly, that while everyone else holds a mitoch by other malachos, the Rambam seems to only hold a mitoch by havara and hotzah,
which coincidentally are the only two mitzvahs that are
mentioned in the Torah. Bidyuk. Shemitoch shehutra hotzah biyom tov l'tzorach achila, hutra shelo l'tzorach achila. L'fiik tachach mutter biyom tov l'hatzi katanus yivretor mafteh chayotze be'ilu mishos l'rishos. V'chein mutter l'havir. Af al pishen l'tzorach achila. Here's the key word, right? So therefore, it's also mutter to light a fire, not for achila. Shar malachos kol sheish b'tzorech achila mutter. And any other malacha needs to be tzorech achila. The Ravid says, Amar Avram zil amechamin l'ragla v'hadlak ner shalach talak on amadlak ner l'kavod b'Yerushalmi lo tazor v'tishri, he notes the Yerushalmi. Now, the truth is that I don't really understand what exactly it is that the Beis Yosef saw on the Rambam. Because if you asked me what the Rambam says, I would have said that the Rambam is very careful in what he says, which is that mitoch means shelo l'tzorech achila, which implies lo l'tzorech achila, but l'tzorech other things. But the Beis Yosef doesn't read it that way. But we'll see that there's a big machlokas on what exactly does the Rambam mean. So, as we saw, the Beis Yosef already seems to think that, well, when the Rambam tells you that only Havara and Hotzah have Mitoch, what he must mean is that those Malachos, for some reason, are radically unique and therefore don't really need a justification. Why does the Rambam say they don't need a Ochel Nefesh justification, which implies another justification? I don't know, right? But he says, no, because he singles them out this way, it must mean that what he really thinks is their Mutter. If you continue, then that goes Maimoni, he says, Yerushalmi, Aval Ein Lo Chich Mekal Machalanu Lassor, Nosu L'Ashem, Yivnei Shu Mavir, Dahinu Malacha Shu Mavir, Ra'eish Lo Malacha, Aval Ner Shah, Tala Yachal Lios Mutar, Lashon Mashma, She Oster, Vigam Riochon, Yerushalmi, Lo Rata, Latir. He notes that from our Gemara, you can't prove that it's Oster, as Tosfos notes, because it could be that the only reason that we have problem with this incense is because of the Mechabeh. And that's Tosus' conclusion, right, that we don't have a problem with it. The Havoz Maimoni himself actually gets the opposite conclusion, that no, the Bavli seems to usher it, right, that just because the Bavli never brought up Havara doesn't mean it wasn't employing Havara. And therefore he assumes that the Yerushalmi is actually more makel than the Bavli. The Bavli is machmir, and the Yerushalmi is sort of machmir, right? Okay. If you look at the Magen Mishnah, he says, what does the Rambam mean? He says, Amokhuven etzel gedas rabbeinu kachi. Malacha chaven ol b'shabbes v'osam malacha hishalo l'tzorach achila ma'azah sabi yom tov lo gachos me'ar tzav avar av'af b'she'en l'tzorach achila eino lo kafil asan shalo l'tzorach achila u'perush, right, second line malacha shehi shalo l'tzorach achila nisbar v'div rabbeinu shekolel kol malacha she'en anazot v'achilo shi it means anything not for food v'imkein ha'yim min adin shi'u havar v'otan ne'asar m'kmoksiv v'ariga. You would have thought, therefore, the lighting of fire should be also like any other malacha. Ella, shemitoch shehutcher l'tzorech achila hutcher shlo l'tzorech. But the Rambam thinks that these two are unique because of mitoch. V'niret tam l'shne'ilu, why? Ha'utzah l'fi shehu b'ochel u'mashke afal pi shi b'dvarem achirem amrina mitoch. V'havor afal pi she'enen b'ochel u'mashken. And then this is really what the Beis Yosef is following, is the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah says, why, what does mitoch mean by these two malachos? Well, he says, okay, carrying isn't directly food related, but we permit it. Once you tell me that we permit carrying, even though it's not really directly food related, right? You're carrying food, but it's not the process of eating, so it must be that it's mutter for everything. That's how he knew that carrying was mutter. But lighting a fire is even better. There's a pasuk, right? Lo sevaru eish b'chol m'otosechem b'yom ha-shabbas. B'shabbas v'do'asro b'yom tov shari. So the Magen Mishnah seems to follow the Beis Yosef, right? That the Rambam, like Tosvos, says, yeah, what does it mean that havar is mutter on Yom Tov? It's totally mutter because it's not a malacha, at least on Yom Tov. And then he notes that the truth is that if you look at the classic sugya of mitoch, it brings up carrying. And then if you go after the ellipsis, he says, there are some people who are machmir. There's some people who think that when we say that havar and otzar are mutter, we don't mean they're mutter for no reason, we mean they're mutter for non-eating reasons. But he said, that's not what I think the Rambam means. I think the Rambam means that it's mutter entirely. So that is the Magen, at least the Magen Mishnah's understanding of the sugya. If you go to number 9, the Lecha Mishnah also tries his hand at understanding the Rambam. He says, what's going on? He says, Lakusha Ashlisha Sishlomer Devade Gotzah, Kadnafkalan Mikrazalosu, Masab Vatechem Yom Shabbos, Lomrinan Tam Mitoch, Shari Hitzer Shama Kazotza, Beyomta, Pilosha Lotosha, and Masarahu, Ukomar Kraz Beyomta Shari. The Lecha Mishnah says, I don't like what the Magen Mishnah says, right? The Magen Mishnah gives a logical argument how we knew that carrying was unique. But he said, maybe the Rambam thought that why is carrying unique? The same reason Avar is unique. Namely, both of them, as Sam noted, are mentioned in the Pasuk. And when they're mentioned in the Pasuk, what does it say? Biyom HaShabbos. Maybe the Rambam really does hold like Tosfos, that Havar, but the Rambam calls it Mitoch. Right? What Tosfos calls a unique Zeres HaKasuv, the Rambam calls Mitoch. He says Mitoch. What mitoch means at its core is that there are two malachos which have special psukim that tell you they're only usur biyom haShabbos, namely havara and hotzah. If it's not Shabbos, then they're permitted. If it's permitted, it's permitted. Not for any need, but for any reason at all. The Eben Azel as well tries his hand at this. But he notes, and I won't read it inside because it'll just take time. But he assumes that this is actually machlokas hasugyos. Right? He assumes that these two perspectives, whether it's mutter totally or not, is really just a machlokas in different sugyas. And he goes through different sugyas where he notes that it could be that you'll find different evidence in different sugyas. This may not be something that you can prove from Shas one way or the other, because there may be a machlok is about this point. So just to summarize what we've seen, the truth is we're really at the end, because 11 to 15 is just the halacha. We may just take 10 minutes on it next time and then move to the next topic, is, right, to have this ambiguous context, Ner Shabbatala, to go in descending order, right, from the most machmir to the most meikel shita. you have one sheet in the Yerushalmi which says it's Aser. According to the Pnei Moshe, that's because the Yerushalmi is arguing Levon Mitoch in the most machmir way. One sheet that says, we don't hold the Mitoch, therefore anything which is not Brochel Nefesh is Aser. Period, end of story. One level down, we hold of Mitoch, and this is just Mitoch. So what does it mean, Ner Shabbatala is Mutter? Meaning a non-Ochel Nefesh base, but it needs a justification. And that seems to be the position of the Rajba, right? The Rajba says, in the end of the day, Havar is only Mutter because of Mitoch. And therefore, it shouldn't, he says, it really shouldn't be Mutter to light a candle in Shul, because it's not Brochel Nefesh, and it's not Shavu Ochel Nefesh. And therefore, it needs to fit Mitoch. It doesn't fit Mitoch, it's Aser. Then you have a group of Acharim, Rabbeinu Yerucham, and others, who say, no, it's not pure Mitoch. The Pasuk tells you that there's something unique about Havara, that when we say it's Mutter, we say it's more expansive, even though not totally Mutter, but it's more expansive than other Malachot. And therefore, they say it's not Mutter for no reason, but it's Mutter even for a reason that couldn't justify any other Malacha, such as Kavod, ambiance, right? Kavod Beis HaKnesset. And then you have the position of Tosfos here, and the Magen Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam, which is, no, when we say Ner Shabbat Talah is Mutter, we mean a candle for absolutely no reason is permitted. Why would you possibly say that? Because they see Gzeres HaKasuf here, that either it's L'lav Yatzas, or the way the Magen Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, and Beis Yosef understand the Rambam, is because there's a pasuk from both Havara and Hotzah that says they're only Aser B'yom HaShabbos. If they're Aser B'yom HaShabbos, they're not Aser B'yom Tov. And therefore, they're permitted. You don't need to justify. You don't need to give me that it's for Yontif, but it's not for... Nothing. You don't need to tell me it's for ambiance. Zero. It's just Mutter. And that's the position they ascribe to Rambam. So we have, right, all the gradations. It's like any other Malacha. It's only Mutter if it fits the parameters of Mitoch. It's somewhere between Mitoch and nothing, so we need a justification, not one which could justify other malachos, or no, it's unique because it's Gzeres HaKasuf that tells you it's not a malacha, and therefore it's mutter legamre, period, end of story. And that is the position of the Lecha Mishnah, Magen Mishnah, and Beis Yosef within the Rambam. So what we'll do next week is, my guess is we'll take 10, maybe 15 minutes just to look at 11 to 15, where nothing here is mechudash, right? All I put in 11 to 15 is to see how the poskim actually come down on this, Shulchan Aruch, Taz, Bimugad, the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, just summarizing the Halacha, and then we'll start the next mini-sugya, which is a sugya we actually started in Daf Bet, which is the context of Mechabeh, but the other half of the sugya is here, and then the next sugya will be this, the last sugya before the Mishnah, which is the question of the Gedim Kulas, right, is what you're allowed to eat on Pesach night. There we're going to go a bit more academic, because the Bavli understands it one way, and the Tosefta seems to understand it differently, but we'll come to that
in due time. Is it possible that they're all holding with Yerushalmi, not the